Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump, 2025, Saga of the Secrets, The Files. The true story behind Epstein's list. One Powerful Nation Under Systemic Blackmail is an investigative political book by Richard B. McCann that focuses on the Epstein scandal, its alleged networks of influence, and the broader implications for American power structures. Positioned as a non-fiction analysis, rather than a conventional true crime account, it argues that Epstein should be understood not only as an individual criminal case, but as a window into elite protection, institutional failure, and covert influence. The book also connects the Epstein controversy to Donald Trump and the political fallout surrounding calls for disclosure, making it especially relevant to readers following contemporary debates about accountability, secrecy, and public trust. Its purpose is to challenge the official boundaries of the story and frame the Epstein files as part of a larger system of blackmail and power protection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Epstein as a system-wide political and institutional scandal. The book does not treat Jeffrey Epstein simply as a notorious offender whose case ended with a criminal conviction and later death in custody. Instead, it frames the scandal as a system-wide failure involving law enforcement, legal institutions, political actors, and elite social networks. That approach matters because it shifts attention from isolated wrongdoing to the conditions that allowed it to continue for years. Readers are pushed to consider how wealth, access, and status can distort ordinary accountability mechanisms. In this framing, the significance of Epstein lies not only in his crimes, but in what his case reveals about the fragility of institutional safeguards when powerful people are involved. The book uses that larger lens to argue that the scandal was never just personal misconduct. It was a test of whether modern institutions can investigate themselves honestly when the stakes involve influential names and reputational damage. Secondly, blackmail as a mechanism of hidden influence. A central idea in the book is that blackmail may operate as a form of invisible governance, shaping choices behind the scenes rather than through formal democratic channels. The author presents systemic blackmail as a mechanism that can silence individuals, protect networks, and steer behavior in ways the public never sees. This concept is important because it expands the meaning of power beyond elections, office holding, and public lobbying. Under that model, coercive secrecy becomes a political tool in itself. The book argues that if compromising information is collected and controlled, it can affect who is protected, who is exposed, and which issues never receive full scrutiny. Whether or not every implication can be independently verified, the analytical value lies in showing how secrecy can function as leverage. That makes the book less about gossip and more about the architecture of influence in elite environments. Thirdly, Donald Trump and the politics of Epstein feel disclosure. The title places Donald Trump alongside Epstein because the book ties the scandal to current political conflict over the release of investigative files and the public appetite for disclosure. That connection reflects a real and widely discussed feature of the Epstein saga, its continuing role in partisan debate, public suspicion, and media controversy. The book appears to use Trump as a lens through which to examine how political figures respond when past associations, leaked materials, or incomplete disclosures become politically dangerous. The value of this topic is that it shows how an old criminal case can remain politically active long after the central figure is gone. It also highlights the tension between transparency and reputation management. In this sense, the book is not merely about Trump as an individual, but about how public figures, institutions, and supporters react when demands for full disclosure collide with strategic denial, partial release, or exhaustion of public attention. Fourthly, the role of intelligence, elite access, and protected networks. Another major theme is the claim that Epstein operated within overlapping circles of intelligence, finance, law, and high society, where access itself could provide protection. The book suggests that the most revealing part of the story is not simply who knew Epstein, but how networks of influence insulated him and made the full truth difficult to reach. This dimension is important because it treats elite connectivity as a structural problem rather than a collection of embarrassing associations. Readers interested in political power will recognize that such networks often operate through informal trust, mutual favors, and selective silence. The book appears to argue that these environments can create an ecosystem where wrongdoing survives because too many people have incentives to look away. Even when specific claims remain contested, the broader point is analytically useful power often protects itself through interdependence, and secrecy becomes easier when many actors benefit from preserving it. Lastly, why the book appeals to readers of investigative scandal analysis. This book is aimed at readers who want a broad, confrontational account of the Epstein controversy rather than a narrow legal summary. Its appeal comes from combining true crime, political commentary, and institutional critique into a single narrative about power and concealment. That makes it attractive to audiences who suspect that official explanations rarely tell the whole story, especially in cases involving wealth and political access. The book also stands out by presenting itself as an interpretive argument about what the Epstein saga means for the United States as a political system. Readers may value it for the way it connects a high-profile criminal case to larger questions of media silence, public memory, and elite immunity. At the same time, its controversial framing means it is best read critically, as a provocative analysis rather than a definitive legal record. That combination of urgency, scope, and political edge is what likely gives the book its distinct identity in the crowded Epstein literature. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers interested in political scandal, investigative nonfiction, elite networks, and the continuing public debate over Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. It offers intellectual value by connecting a notorious criminal case to broader questions about institutional weakness, hidden leverage, and the limits of transparency in modern governance. Readers looking for a conventional biography or a strictly documentary legal account may find its style more interpretive and argumentative than archival. But that is also part of what distinguishes it. Compared with many books on Epstein that focus mainly on the crimes, prosecutions, or biographies of those involved, this title is more ambitious in its attempt to explain how scandal can function as a mechanism of power. Its strongest feature is the way it reframes the Epstein story as a political system problem, rather than a single criminal episode. For readers who want a forceful, contemporary, and controversy-driven analysis of the case, it offers a pointed and timely perspective. If you would like to support Richard B. McCann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.